610 WTBN. It's John Corby and Halloween tomorrow. We're talking a little paranormal stuff with the Central Ohio Paranormal Society, the founder Mike Robert, and also members John and Sam. And John, you say that you're a dead zone. You show up, nothing happens.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, that would be me, yeah, if I were in that, pretty much. But you're also, you guys are in the networks involved with the TV show Ghost Hunters.
Yeah, we recently joined the Taps family, I believe in June, or mid-June.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's been going pretty good for us. We get a lot of case requests from them, and it's nice to be part of a network of really serious-minded investigators.
And that's one of the hardest networks to get into. You have to go through a long application process, and they don't just let any fly-by-night ghost hunting group join that network.
Well, so. What's TAP stand for?
The Atlantic Paranormal Society.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the team from the show Ghost Hunters. They have their network, which is called TAP's Family Members. And what happens is, let's say that somebody contacts them to come and do an investigation, and they just can't make it to Ohio, then they'll email us the case information, give us everything, and then we'll contact the people who sent them the case request, and then we'll get it that way.
Oh, okay, I got you. Mark, 610 WTBN.
Hey, how you doing, John? Great show.
Good, Mark, thanks.
I live in Haunted Hilliard, it's pretty cool. I'm next to a cemetery, Wesley Chapel. It's a pretty cool cemetery, well kept up. I'm a bit of a, I guess, investigator myself. I don't do it, you know, professionally or anything, but I have fun at it. Anyways, I've gone over there several times, different times of the season, and right next to me, within maybe 100 yards, is a military grave set. It's got a big flagpole in the center of it. I've got a portfolio of orbs, and I know everybody debunks orbs as whatever, dust, you name it. Well, I've got a beach ball size orb at any given time, any time of season, you name it, that is 25 yards away, taking pictures of. It's pretty amazing, really. You can see through the thing. It's at different levels of the flagpole. I'm not exactly sure what it would represent. You know, I'm always sometimes think that it's not necessarily a human that has caused the orb, so it could be animals. You know, many animals and things like that with a soul maybe have passed on. And so do you have anything to put in about that?
Well, I have to admit to being a confirmed orb skeptic. An orb is, for anybody that isn't familiar with the terminology.
Yeah, help me out with that. I'm lost.
Very frequently when people take pictures, they will see a spherical object appear in the picture.
Okay.
Sure.
And frequently the spherical object is simply dust or water vapor that is reflecting the flash of the camera. There are those who are of the opinion that orbs are balls of energy. Now, the minute the term ball of energy gets tossed around, I want to know what kind of energy and what its nature is and what's keeping it in a ball and so All forth right. and so on, mm-hmm. and what it reacts with, what it attracts, what it repels, you name it. That's me. So I'm a confirmed confirmed skeptic when it comes to orbs, period. No offense intended, of course, but they're not seen when you take the picture because the flash occurs typically 1/60th of a second. Your eye can't pick it up,
mm-hmm.
but the camera can. So I would have to see the pictures. There are people that say that the true nature, if it's a true quote-unquote orb, that it will be self-illuminated.
Well, I can't figure out why this thing would show up in the winter as well as summer. It's always at night. Of course, that's when I can get a picture of it. But this thing does show up. I've got maybe 20, 30 shots at different times of the season that this thing just appears, and it's like I said, the size of a beach ball. And
right.
I don't know what the connection would be, but other than that, I've got a buddy that lives close by. Got an 18-year-old home built brand new on farmland. Of course, I remember you guys were talking about farmland too.
Yeah, right.
He's got a residual haunting going on in that home to this day. He's a bit of a sensitive, I call, because he's a construction guy and he's been involved in homes that he's had situations with in the north end of Columbus. But this situation is residual. He sees a little girl and he sees a lady routinely walk around his home, and I go over there and I try to think, well, you know, the only thing that I could think it could be, you know, connected with is he's got a lot of antiques. And I know that maybe that he's got, you know, there's a connection to an antique that he has in his house. far as research on the land, he just said it was this old farm field. It was over here, but new development, you know, 18 years old, it's not too bad. But it's interesting.
Yeah, that
because,
is interesting.
Yeah, I've seen, I've gone into his home and literally seen the lights in his basement turn off. He's got two dogs. One will not go down the steps. And if you carry it down the steps, it freaks and runs back up the steps.
Are you sure it's residual?
what he says that it's residual because there's no, it's kind of like a reoccurring thing.
Is it always the same?
Yeah, it's a split-level home. The little girl appears on the steps, and the woman kind of walks from the living room into a bathroom.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's, you know, he's gone into the bathroom several times after seeing her, and of course there's nothing there.
Right.
So it's very interesting, though.
Yeah, that is the hallmark behavior of residual events, is that it's like playing a tape. They don't interact.
Right.
And I find those very interesting, too, because nobody knows what triggers them or how they're how they're stored or what kind of recording mechanism.
Would an animal react to these things, too?
They say that children and animals are more sensitive to different planes or dimensions than an adult is, but... I've had my dog freak out, too, before. I've had some things going on at my house a couple of years ago. And, you know, I got a boxer, and she's totally normal. And just one night, she started freaking out. And about 20 minutes after she freaked out, we heard what sounded like our china cabinet crash. And I come running out of the computer room, and everything was perfectly fine. But the dog would not come out.
Wow.
So
that's wild. Patty, 610 WTBN.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Patty.
We moved to our home about a year ago, and it's relatively new, about 10 years old. And I have a cat, and in the bedroom there's cathedral ceilings, and the cat will look up, and it's like he's watching something. His head is going back and forth. And then two other things happened. About 3 months ago, I got up, went into the restroom, and we have this little container that holds toilet paper, and it's on top of the toilet, and it was flipped over. And I asked my husband if he did it, and he laughed. He was like, no. And then just last week, I went upstairs, and we have a restroom upstairs, and I had a candle holder on top of the toilet, and it was flipped over. And I just got totally spooked.
You sure the cat isn't getting into the stuff?
I'm sorry?
Is it like knocked over or is it like flipped over?
No, they were flipped over.
Oh, okay.
They weren't knocked over.
Like upside down?
Yeah.
Right. It's like somebody took it and just put it upside down. And it was on one of them on the downstairs toilet and one of them on the upstairs toilet. And I will have to say that every once in a while I do, it's like you feel like something is behind you. I'm not afraid. It's just weird.
A feeling of being watched or somebody
exactly.
there with you. Yeah.
Maybe something's there that's trying to say hi to you.
Yeah, not everything is necessarily the spawn of Satan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I don't feel afraid at all. I just didn't know why those things were turned over and why would my cat watch things going back and forth.
Well, it's entirely possible that something is trying to say hello.
Oh, okay.
All right. Say hi back, Patty. It's 3:47. Quick break if you want in on this. We've got one more segment to go. Sue and Chris are up next. 821-WTBN, 1-800-610-WTBN.